Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Wednesday, January the 4th, 2012. I'm practicing on 2012. We got one subject today, but two guests. And the topic is the Student Angel Capital Program with the University of Missouri. W.D. Allen, welcome to Radio Friends.
Thank you, Paul.
And Clint Matthews, who is an angel.
Yes.
Right? Welcome to Radio Friends. Let's start off by clearing up, what is the Student Angel Capital Program and how did it get started?
Okay. The term is a throwback to Broadway funding from years past. They referred to people that would fund a Broadway production just for the privilege of being able to hobnob with actors and actresses.
To hang around with the stars.
Mm-hmm.
So they'd put up their own money, not knowing whether this show was really going to be a hit or not, because they wanted to say they knew so-and-so, and they could
Correct.
Be seen with so-and-so.
Exactly. And to a certain extent, Angel, as an investing program, started maybe Silicon Valley in the late 90s mm-hmm. when we had the dot-com boom. So it's a fairly young investing discipline. And it's just people who want to foster very young businesses.
So how did the Angel program then come to the university and be associated with the university?
This was one of my former students came to me about a year and a half ago and said, hey, we want to start this Angel Capital thing. And I said, I don't know anything about that. And he said, oh, that's okay. We just need a faculty advisor. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, what work does this entail? None. All you got to do is sign this form.
So you signed the form.
I signed the form. I'm the faculty advisor for the Student Angels.
And the rest is history then? It started working?
Yeah. The non-work was about 30 hours a week.
Okay.
And it's the hook for me. For me as an instructor, a student having curiosity, I want to do what I can to foster it.
Now, Clint Matthews with us, and you're an angel. You're a young investor. Is that right?
Yeah, you could say that, I guess. Our class is comprised of students, both graduate level and undergraduate, from all different disciplines. So it's a class that brings journalism students together, MBA students together, nuclear scientists into the program, agriculture, several different backgrounds. So you get several different aspects when you're looking at these companies that we invest in.
So how do you decide what you're going to invest in, and what have you invested in?
Well, to this date, we have not invested in anything. We are currently working on an investment deal with a company that should go through. But
so you can't divulge what it is now?
No, we'd have to kill you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we don't want to do that. We'll find out what it is later. But where do you get the money? Where does the money come from?
So the money's come from several different areas. I guess how our class was started was we got a grant from the Kauffman Foundation. The Kauffman Foundation is out of Kansas City. They try to help the nation, at least, in the entrepreneurial realm. So obviously we invest in startup companies, so mm-hmm. that helps the entrepreneurial spirit. So they were interested in getting involved in that. And then from there, we've just got other investments.
So how many students are involved with this? And how does the decision processing take place? How do you decide what you're going to do?
Well, right now there's 13.
13 and...
In our last semester. In this semester, there'll be 17.
17.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of, so this will be my third semester to take it. So the longer you're in the class, the more I feel that you get out of the class.
Mm-hmm.
And in our process, so we'll have people on our website. We have a form that people will fill out. It's about a 2-3 page form.
Can anybody participate in this?
Yeah, absolutely.
On the website?
Yeah, absolutely. Anyone can go to our website. They can fill out the form.
What's the website address?
It is WD.
business.missouri.edu/SACP.
Okay,
for
so you
Student
go to
Angel
that,
Capital Program.
You go to that website, and then you can find out all the information that you want, and you can participate in this. Now, if people want to make a donation to your to this program, obviously you're more than willing to take cash from them, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You're always willing to take cash.
Right. And then the students do the investing on it.
Yep.
Okay. So, personally, what has this meant for you? What are you getting out of this?
I think there's kind of two ways I see that you can learn at a school. You can do book learning, which is, you get a book, the professor steps you through the book, chapter by chapter, learning these things. And then there's experiential learning. And that's what I feel I do the best with is experiential learning. And that's what this class is all about. So we learn investing process from angel investors to venture capitalists to private equity, learn how that all works together. And we also are able to learn about several different things. So we've learned about mastitis in cattle and how you could possibly better solve that. And we've had companies present to us on that. Cachexia, which is a wasting away disease that people will die from.
You're learning about all of this with your investing program?
Yeah. That's the due diligence process that you go through when people present to you. That you have to learn everything that you can about whatever.
About the program that you may be investing in.
Yes.
How many other universities have programs like this?
Not many, but there's some out there. One of the larger ones is the Wolverine Fund up at Michigan. Uh-huh. Sam Zell founded that one with, I believe, $20 million. Utah, we're headed out there
in January. And, of course, the university. We're about out of time here, but how much money do you have that you started with? You're talking about one that had $20 million. Are you anywhere close to that?
No.
Okay.
We've got some significant commitments. We've raised money, as Clint mentioned, from the Kauffman Foundation, okay. Shelter Insurance funds some
and
educational
anybody listening that would like to be a part of it and help you out, you'll be more than happy to take their money too.
Oh, certainly.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. WD and Clint Matthew, thank you so much for coming by talking about the Student Angel Capital Program with the University of Missouri. You can go online and find out all you want to know about it. All right. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about All God's Children. It's a wonderful program. Our program today, directed, as always, by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Will Claggett, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Love to hear from you. Drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. Bye-bye.